Hi, this is Kyle Bauer with Plain Talk with the girl that wants to talk about longevity to a tall guy. I'm about as longevitous as anyone here.
That's
Jamie Bloom.
Really the kind of longevity that I was talking about.
But, well, I didn't even know if longevitous is a word.
Well, here's a guy. He's an Englishman.
I'm a guy.
Yeah, he's an Englishman. He is 111 years old.
Oh, that's a lot.
111. When you hear somebody is that old, don't you always want to kind of say, can I see your birth certificate? Because I want to see if you really are that old or if you've just lost track somewhere along the way.
Yeah,
and you're just telling people
I have
this.
To think of the year I'm born a lot of times to figure out how old I was.
How old you are,
because it changes every year. I just get used to being one age and then I'm another.
I'm getting like that with my kids where I can't tell you how old my kids are. I have to stop and calculate it.
Oh, I was so lucky. We got married in 80, had Blake in 82, Paige in 84, and Abby in 90. So it's such easy math. Wow.
See, I was born in 70, so it's always been easy to figure out how old I was because it was an even year.
Yeah.
So, the secret to longevity, according to Englishman John Alfred Tenniswood,
there you go,
has been recognized. He's recognized as the world's oldest man by Guinness World Records, dethroning the previous record holder who was from Venezuela.
I'm sorry, this is the oldest man, not person.
Oldest man is what
man.
They say.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
they
right.
don't say man between men or women. He's a retired accountant, great-grandfather, attributes his remarkable longevity to a combination of luck, moderation, and a unique weekly tradition, fish and chips every Friday.
I thought they ate fish and chips all the time.
Well, apparently he does every Friday. That's pretty.
So my brother-in-law is, well, he was born in England. He grew up in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And has spent most of his working career in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw him here a few weeks ago. And I said, okay, because he likes to have tea at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so I said, okay, explain to me about
tea.
And what are crumpets? And he had, I'm sorry, I would tell you the other pastries, but there's a number of other pastries that you can have.
Well, they call a cookie a biscuit, I know.
Yes.
What's a crumpet, though? Is that like what we would call a biscuit?
No. It seemed like to me there was a theme on all of these.
Mm-hmm.
It was a piece of pastry of some kind, whether it be a cracker or a biscuit or whatever, had butter. And it appeared that strawberry jelly was the predominant kind of jelly. I says, it have to be strawberry? Oh, no. But he said, most of the time it is.
Yeah.
So I don't know if strawberry is the easiest thing grown in England or what. But or maybe it was in New Zealand. But anyway, so I have never had official 4 o'clock tea.
No, I have a snack a lot of times in the afternoon around that time.
But you know, this is a bit of a formal thing. This is a bit of a formal thing.
No, they really do. They stop
Stop, right.
And sit down and enjoy.
And how you prepare the tea is part of it as well, is that you... we'll go to another story after this, but it's... You don't just stir up a little instant tea.
Right. No, you actually brew the tea.
Brew the tea. Uh-huh.
And put it in a tea set,
and
according to the crown.
Well,
they carry it out to the queen.
Since then, I suppose my phone was listening to me, but I saw another story that if you really want to do it right, you have a different teapot than I do.
Oh, so everybody has
their own teapot. And of course, they're not very big teapots.
Right.
But anyway, I'm amused. I went out to lunch with our pastor a year or so ago, and we went to a place for lunch, and he ordered hot tea.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the young lady was confused.
Really?
She had no idea. And he goes, iced tea? No ice.
Hot tea.
And so she brought him a 16-ounce styrofoam cup
of warm tea.
Microwaved iced tea.
Uh-huh.
And think about it. How often do the local places even get a request for hot tea anymore?
Right.
Yeah,
I don't mind hot tea in the wintertime.
Sure.
I'll have it once in a while. And sometimes, but I have to be careful drinking it too late in the afternoon like that. The caffeine would then keep me awake. So I'm curious, if he's having his tea at 4 o'clock,
he is 4 o'clock.
When does he have his dinner, you know, having tea and crumpets, when does he have his dinner? Because I feel like a lot of people in this region are eating dinner at 6, by supper is what I'm talking about, the evening meal, by 6 or 6:30, in the evening.
Around here.
But if you have had a snack as late as 4 o'clock, you are probably eating later.
I think this snack is really light.
Okay.
I think you're, like, for instance, you're not eating a whole plate full of crumpets.
You're just eating
a crumpet.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So it doesn't necessarily fill you up. It just tides you over.
Yeah.
So
well, and it appears that it's part of the culture to just relax for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Just shut everything down and relax. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, then it just puts you further behind, and then you're just more wound up than ever. And you've got all this caffeine in you, and it's like.
Well, and it's funny to think, you know, because around here we work from 8 to 5. And
right.
So, we wouldn't stop and have a formal sit-down tea at 4 o'clock when you're going to be off work at 5.
That's why it seems like a cultural thing.
It definitely. I think I could see
stopping at 4 o'clock and having a beer. And then working another hour, but no.
And in Italy, we've talked about before, they do the appetizers. What's it called? Is it like aperitif or aperitivo? Anyway, where they do like the meats and cheeses and things.
Kind of like
like a little luncheon type thing.
Right.
Early in the evening, 5 or 5:30. And then they don't eat their evening meal then till later because they have filled up on meat and cheese.
Yeah. I was just at a reception in the last week or so, and I can't remember where it was, but they had that type of food at the reception. It was a 4 o'clock reception. And they had, and it reminded me a lot of what the plates looked like in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Had a lot of very thinly sliced
prosciutto is probably what it was.
And very high fat, but meats.
Uh-huh.
But there was several of them. There was half a dozen different kinds.
And,
they were really good. The nice thing with cutting them that thin is it seems like you get more of the taste.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You know, I mean, you can literally eat a tiny little slice of meat like that and let it just kind of melt in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You don't
it probably
feel,
doesn't fill you up as much either.
Probably
not eating those big slices. And, of course, we've talked before about in Europe in general and Italy, how small the coffee cups are. You know, that's more of an espresso. You just have a little shot of coffee, which, you know, probably the tea is the same type of thing. You're not really drinking a lot of tea. You're just...
I was really interested with our pastor when he was in Kenya. He sent back pictures of the tea fields. Wow.
Yeah, it
was. They were much bigger than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I assumed they would be like someone would have an acre of tea. And it looked like to me there was 100 acres in that field. Mm-hmm. It just looked huge.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of tea leaves.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and just like we discussed the whorehound plant and the whorehound candy in one of our other episodes, there are so many different types of tea too. And there are a lot of people that will say certain types of tea have a lot of medicinal qualities and that you can use them, appetite control, things like that. So
we ordered some Kenyan teas for when the pastor came over. We could, because he doesn't drink coffee at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so we ordered some Kenyan tea, and it was available on Amazon or something. And
did you try it?
Yeah, and it was okay.
Did it just taste like tea?
Yeah. But there was, again, a lot of choices. Was it green, Kenyan green tea, Kenyan, why is it brown tea? I don't know what the other kind is.
Uh-huh.
And so I don't even remember what we ordered. But, all these different teas are somewhat available if you want to try them.
Right.
I don't remember it being terribly expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And being our pastor, I didn't mind spending a little more on the tea because I knew he wasn't going to really hit my liquor cabinet very hard.